The word of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. For those of us that are called, it is the power and wisdom of God. From 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but those who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? This particular verse is striking to me. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For indeed, Jews ask for signs, Greeks search for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. Those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And to base things of the world and to despise, God has chosen the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that, just as it is written, let him who boasts, boasts in the Lord. Please join me in prayer. Father, thank you for the food that you provide us, that sustains as well as nourishes our physical body, the revealing of your eternal word, the sustaining and nourishing of our souls. I pray that you would bless all that is said and done this day, that it shall honor and glorify you. And throughout the week, guide and direct our witness, that it be pleasing in your sight. For your Son's sake and in his precious and holy name I pray. Amen.